This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or an existing broadcaster looking to take your interviews and podcast episodes to the next level, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Visit poddex.com to get your Poddex today.
Welcome back to episode 6. Fat Flows.
Philosophy.
Watch, yo.
Come on, you can't do me better than that. Welcome to episode 6 of Fat Flows.
Philosophy and facts, yo.
We are back for episode 6, Women's History Month. And we are going to go around right now. The boys wrote down some facts. They're going to spit for y'all, let you know what they learned for Women's History Month. You want to set it off, Zay? Mm-hmm. All right, speak loud, confidence.
Claudia was expected to give her seat up to a white woman, inspiring Rosa Parks to do it 9 months later, starting the civil rights movement.
What was it? Claudette who?
Colvin.
Kind of share a name right there. Who else you got?
Maria Tallchief was a Native American dancer who was encouraged to change name to be Russian, but ignored all taunting and became a ballerina.
All right. What's up, Jaheim? You next up. Who you got?
Helen Keller. She became blind and deaf as a toddler. She learned to read, write, and speak by herself and became the first deaf-blind person to graduate college.
All right. You got one more on there?
I can't even read the name.
Who else you got? Nellie Bly.
Nellie Bly went undercover as a McGregor. McGregor. Uh-huh. To expose monstrosities in the workplace.
Alright.
Next up, we got Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was born a slave. She escaped slavery, becoming the most famous conductor on the Underground Railroad. Everyone she known was safe.
All right. Everyone she helped free, right, was arrived safely. All right, Bash, you up.
Next up, Clara Lemick fled violence and hurricane for New York. She organized... She fled violence and hurricane.
Ukraine?
Yeah, Ukraine.
Okay.
For New York. She organized picket lines and strikes that helps win better pay, shorter hours, and safer working conditions for men and women.
Good job. Who's up? Next up, Cam.
Virginia Apgar. She was a doctor that became an anesthesiologist in the face of adversity.
Nice. Good job. Ace, who you got?
Ruby Bridges was a kindergartner who helped integrate schools in the USA.
All right. Yeah, she helped a lot down in the South, right, by integrating the school system, breaking up a lot of the segregation that we had in the country. Javier, man, you up? What you got for us?
Women were treated very...
Hey, wait, come in a little closer, bud.
Women were treated very unfair and had to stay home and be maids. If I was a woman, I wouldn't want to do that. And Helen Keller used to scream a lot because she was blind and deaf.
All right. But when did that break up? Do you know when the women kind of got that equality to break into the workforce?
Probably 1920. That's the most major moment I know.
Okay. Happened a lot during like the wars too. They held it down on the home front. They were pretty much doing all the work while the men were overseas fighting. They became medics, things of that nature. But all right, those are our facts. Now we're gonna do a quick round of Poddex What the Heck by our friends over at Poddex, the sponsor of the podcast. I'm gonna go around three rapid fire questions out of this deck. Just answer them however you want. You could be silly with it, have fun with it. First question is, how fast can you say the alphabet?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Who can do it the fastest?
Me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Me.
All right, try it out.
Let me try.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Hit it.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Let me go.
I'll go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
That was very pronunciated. You got it? You got one? Well, come on, man.
People just say
alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Try. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
I'm gonna do it.
But you had the clear, you had a real clear enunciation of it though. You could kind of like blend them together. Try it, Ace. Give us a try, man.
When people do it, they say elemental P.
I know, elemental P. Q R S T U V. Try it though. Give it a shot. Ready? Next one. Next one. Rapid fire. Let's go. If you could, we're just gonna go around the circle for this one. Don't just shout out. If you could talk to one species of animal, what would it be?
Ligers.
Ligers? All right. What you got? Any animal in the world. Could be the bird in your backyard that pops up every day. That blue jay, that robin. Your cat, your dog.
My dog.
All right.
I gotta go to a wolf. I wanna talk to a wolf.
Wolf pack. Mm-hmm. Wolf pack in the house. Rest in peace, Scott Hall.
I would talk to...
Sorry. Who you got?
I would talk to a lion. So then,
So then
I can talk to anything.
Lions
are really strong, so that I can tell you to attack anyone.
King of the jungle, boy. What you got?
My cat.
Your cat? Team Leo in the building? That's why? I heard you say I'm a Leo. That's why. Who you got?
Probably a cheetah.
Cheetah?
Yeah, so when like something bad happens, I can just say like something. Then
so when you're
I
out
can
on the...
jump on his back and... I'm gone.
I'm thinking like when you're out on the soccer field and you got those cheetah-like moves, you'd be like, come on, bro. What you got, Hav? One species of animal or one type of animal.
Snakes.
Snakes?
No way.
You would choose the tongue of Harry Potter? What's it called? What's that thing
I'm
called?
I'm thinking. Snakes and the lizard of water.
Parcel tongue, right?
Yeah, snakes and iguanas are the most are the most related to Godzilla.
All right, so you're doing iguanas for Godzilla. Safe to say.
Yeah.
What about bearded dragon? Komodo dragon is Godzilla. I thought.
No, Godzilla was actually real though.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You let me so cool.
No, he was actually real. No,
okay, so here's something that might fall under that category, Javi.
He lived under the water.
If you were a villain or a criminal mastermind, what would be your calling card? So the Joker has the Joker card. Riddler has the question mark.
Oh.
Batman has the bat signal. What would be your calling card?
A logo?
Yeah, like anything. Like what would be the sign?
Remember when Batman like used his logo? On the Batman.
I would have like. I have like.
When the Catwoman was about to kick.
I gotta go.
It's
a wolf logo. Like my wolf pack logo.
Like kind of how Batman has it in the sky, like the wolf. They're calling for the wolf. What you got?
Calling for wolves.
That could be the whole. You guys could be the whole wolf pack. Arr! Dun 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 dun. You don't know what I'm talking about. NWO man.
I would have a lion logo.
Lion logo?
Like LeBron James?
Actually, a cobra.
You know, I got a lion tattoo, kid. Leo.
I want to hear a cobra.
That looks like a
that's your rat.
It's
a
Leo?
Cobra.
It looks like a lion, bro.
Just you're old. Leo?
Wait, oh, from what angle?
Drippy Bart Simpson.
I thought
what
you were
angle?
A sign of
me.
Like, is it?
I thought you were a sign
him
of
facing
cancer.
The side.
I would.
That's
I would
a
do,
rat.
I would do Drippy Bart Simpson.
Drippy Bart Simpson? Who you got, Hav?
No, I'm you skip us.
I'll come back.
I would be. I would be. I would be the Kaiju King Kong.
Okay.
Wait. Oh.
You got Ace. A soccer ball. That's definitely your call. And if there's a soccer ball, Ace is coming out in the field right then and there. Soccer star. I like that back kick you were doing yesterday, bro. That was fly. You got to teach the rest of the
like
team.
Like, why you do this and then jump backwards?
No, he was doing like this reverse back pass and this reverse kick. It was crazy.
Oh, like.
But, yeah,
yo,
like
yesterday,
that. Who you got?
Bashy in Ace's game was crazy.
It would be like Super Saiyan hair.
Super Saiyan hairs you're calling? All right. What do you got? And you said what did you say?
Cobra.
You said Cobra? All right, everybody went?
Uh-huh.
I didn't.
Oh, Jaheim.
Really hard. Money logo? I don't know,
man.
Money with X on it.
Like Tentacion. That's your favorite rapper? One of your favorites?
It's like a Tentacion, yeah.
All right.
It's like $500. It's like a $500 bill with XXX face on it.
Who wants to rap it, yo?
Me.
Wrap it up.
Wait, what am I?
Wrap the show, man, you know. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in for Fly Flow for Philosophy and Facts, yo.
Thanks for tuning in for Fast Flow Philosophy and Facts, yo.
Thanks for tuning in for Fast Flow Philosophy and Facts, yo.
Thanks for tuning in for Fast Flow Philosophy and Facts, yo.
Thanks for tuning in for Fast Flow Philosophy and Facts, yo.
That was our episode 6. We're about to make a episode 7 next time.
Stay tuned.
All right, peace, y'all.
Peace out.
Peace. I gotta find Pikachu.